Hello, and God bless you, and Merry Christmas, and we're preparing for awesome, wonderful 2023, but I'd like to speak with you briefly on attitude and how important our attitudes should be, especially coming into 2023. First of all, what is attitude? A settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something? Typically, one that is reflected in a person's behavior. Attitudes can include up to three components: cognitive, emotional, and behavioral. Cognitive component is your thoughts and beliefs about the subject. Affective component is how the object, the person, issue, or event makes you feel. Behavioral component is how attitude influences your behavior. Now, what does the Bible say about our attitudes? The Apostle Paul wrote about the attitude a Christian should have. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, according to Philippians 1:27. No matter what unexpected disruptions, frustrations, or difficulties come our way, we are to respond with a Christ-like attitude. We should be standing firm and striving for the faith. Paul later writes, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 2:5. Truth be told, we know that a lot of us Christians don't respond like Christ when we encounter disruptive, frustrating, or difficult situations. But the Apostle Paul, the other thing that he's bringing out about this, he's talking about demonstrating humility and selflessness in relationships. He also encourages us in Ephesians 5:1 to be imitators of Christ as dearly beloved children. As children love to imitate what they see and repeat what they hear, we also are charged to imitate and model Christ's behavior and to be clear reflections of the Lord, according to Matthew 5:16. The Apostle Paul also said in Philippians, let the same attitude or mindset be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let Jesus be your example in humility, who, although being essentially one with God and in the form of God, he possessed the fullness of the attributes which makes God, God. But Jesus did not think this equality with God was a thing to be eagerly grasped or retained, but instead he stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to take on the appearance of a servant or a slave. In that he became like a normal man and was born a human being. And after he had appeared in human form, he behaved in a way, or he carried himself as a humble man and was obedient all the way to his death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, because he stooped so low, God has highly exalted him and has freely bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue will confess and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, according to Philippians 2:5-11. Now, in Genesis, the 45th chapter, you guys remember Joseph? Joseph was able to lavish forgiveness and mercy and the best of the land of Egypt to the same brothers who had betrayed him. Remember what Joseph went through with his brothers and how they were jealous of him because his father favored him? But trust in the Lord was in Joseph. Joseph stewarded the gifts, the opportunities, and assets God gave him with excellence and faithfulness. Joseph could have chosen to be bitter and unforgiving towards his brothers because of what his brothers did to him. He could have chosen to be merciless in his family's time of need, but because Joseph was a true child of God and he trusted the Lord, He demonstrated self-control, compassion, and sense of purpose. He earned the trust of high officials, and even more importantly, he was found trustworthy by God, who consistently blessed his leadership. Genesis 39:21 says, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison." The most powerful lesson from this life of Joseph was that he trusted God completely. He kept the faith and he wore a beautiful attitude in spite of all he went through. I said all of that to say, how is your attitude when things are not working in your favor? Since you've heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, I encourage you to throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy, according to Ephesians 4:21-24. Now, we're about to close out another year and embark upon a new chapter, chapter 2023. Ephesians 4:22-24 tells us that accepting Christ and following in his ways allows us to push away our former way of life and to push aside our old self. This includes the negative attitudes and deceitful desires that sometimes creep into the human conscience. Believing in and accepting Jesus and embarking on a quest to live like him helps to transform each individual into a better person. What a way to start the new year. We can do this because he gives us the strength and power through the Holy Spirit to do so. Trust God in 2023 to help you maintain a Christ-like attitude when facing situations and challenges that may come your way and probably will come your way in this upcoming year. He promises to be with you through it all. So I encourage you, put your trust in the Lord. Have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed and exciting New Year in Christ Jesus. Thank you guys and see you next year. God bless.